From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Final Justice at Adobe Wells by Stephen Bly. Now, let's begin with Final Justice at Adobe Wells, Chapter 1.
Mr. Brandon, I feel like I've known you for years, what with all them stories about you in the books and papers and all.
Stuart Brandon didn't bother sitting up, but continued to recline, glancing with one eye at the speaker.
The way you handled them Reynoso brothers.
Rutherford.
Yep, them's the ones. I read in Hawthorne Miller how you had all seven of them cornered at one time, and...
There were only three of them.
But they was the biggest, baddest gang in Wyoming.
Colorado and New Mexico.
Yep, I know that. That there Hawthorne Miller's a fine writer. Mighty fine writer, yes, sir. Why, one of my very favorites is one about how you stopped Slippery Ed Bennett up in Boise City.
I've never been to Boise City.
Like I said, I feel like I know you like a brother.
Have we met? Brandon's dusty, broad-brimmed black hat pulled low over his eyes, blocked the sun glaring through the railcar window.
No, sir. We ain't never met, no, sir. But it's my pleasure. Indeed it is. Mind if I sit here?
Without waiting for an answer, the small man with the gleaming new holster gun belted to his hip sat down next to Brandon.
Folks just call me Reed Reynolds.
He stuck out a soft hand with dirty fingernails.
Well, Mr. Reynolds, if I'm not...
Reed. Call me Reed.
Well, Reed?
Brandon pushed his hat back, eyes now boldly studying the man.
If I'm not too sociable, please excuse me. It's been a long trip, and I'm nearly worn out from bouncing on stages and trains.
Oh, yes, sir. I imagine it has. I hear you've been back in Washington telling them senators a thing or two.
How'd you hear about that?
Brandon tried to...